Hello, Land Investors. Willie G here. And today I want to talk about a recent deal we've been working on and some lessons that I learned by going through this process. Before I get into it, I want to mention if you are interested in getting started in land investing and learning from us, visit landinvestingpros.com. Find out more information on our land investing course. And it comes with group coaching, 3 months of group coaching is as well. So if you need a little more hand holding, our calls are Tuesday nights, and those calls are recorded as well. So if you join our group, you get access to the land flipping formula and our comprehensive course on land investing, and you get access to 3 months of group coaching at what I believe to be a very, very reasonable price. $12.97 is the price. So visit landinvestingpros.com if you're interested. So today I'm going to talk about a particular deal that I've been working on, that we've been working on recently. And so what's going on in this deal? It is a 5-acre lot, buildable lot. And so this is an interesting deal. So this property, and I don't want to spook anyone who's getting started with low budget or anything along those lines, because you can and should start by purchasing cheap property. You can buy properties as little as $500, $1,000, and you don't really necessarily need more than the $5,000 acquisition budget to get started. But this particular property costs $105,000. We have it under contract. It's 5-acre lot right near a big city, and it is a beautiful property. And so this particular deal has a seller on it who's living on a mobile home. So he has the mobile home on the property. The deal is that he's supposed to be moving his mobile home off of the property prior to the sale. And because we just want the land, we would take the mobile home, but he wants to keep the mobile home so he could move it elsewhere. He wants the cash. He's a little bit delinquent on taxes, and he needs cash for car payment and just to move and life. So that's the situation. And so we immediately see the property. We know it's worth, call it 210, we list it at 230 while it's in escrow. We have marketable title while it's in escrow. We made that clear upon signing of the contract. And so we are marketing to sell the property while the person's living on it. We have realtors going there. And this is a big mistake that we're starting to realize now we can't do going forward. We underwrote the property. We know very well there's not a lot of ambiguity with this property. It's 5 acres. It's already got utilities hooked up to it. It's electric, water. It's got a mobile home already on the property. You just got to get it hooked up. It's 5 large acres near a big city. And there's no issues with due diligence. There's no questions about easements. There's no questions about utilities. It's all right there. And so this deal is, from our perspective, it's pretty slam dunk, because we know we're not going to get bit by anything, because we've done our property diligence, and it's a great property. So what we should have done is just waited on the escrow, closed the deal, and then started marketing the property. We got the property under contract with marketable title, and we were intending to purchase the property no matter what, even if we didn't find a buyer before closing, because we were that confident on this deal. And so we had it listed at 230. Realtor goes out there, shows the property. Guy goes out there, I think, twice. And the guy's still living on the property. Obviously, he still has his mobile home there. And so our realtor obviously is not going up to the owner and saying, hey, we're about to market this property. The buy-side realtor, the realtor of the person is looking to purchase the property, he puts an offer in at $200,000. We agree to a price of $215,000, and we had it listed at $230,000, and we have a contract ready to go. The buy-side realtor really, really screws up this deal. Buy-side realtor goes up to the person on the property and is asking him questions about whether he's moving, does he own this property. He doesn't understand the situation fully. I'm not really sure what happened, but he had a complete blunder and the seller got spooked. So you never want to spook the seller. And So the seller's like, I'm not moving off this property. There's no, this, these transactions not happening anymore. So we had this great deal under contract. We started marketing it. The buy side realtor completely screwed it up. And now we can't get in contact with the seller. And so from our perspective, the deal is all but over. And this $100,000 profit that we'd have made in, call it a couple weeks, is likely to un is not going to happen because of this idiotic realtor. So not certain yet, but it doesn't sound good from our perspective when we now can't reach out to the seller. The title company can't reach out to the seller, and last contact with him was he's not moving, he's not selling. So some good lessons to learn from here, other than a good story, are when you have a deal that's as good as this, and it's very clear and concise what the comps are, it's very clear what you can sell it for, it's very clear what the due diligence is, and there's no really issues with buildability or getting utilities hooked up to your property, or it's just very clear what the property's worth and very clear what you're buying for, and there's very clear big margin in there. Lesson to learn from, at least for me, is when you have a deal like this, do not market the property before you close on it. Close on the property. Don't have anyone go out there. Obviously, if you want to have boots on the ground, you certainly can and probably should. But don't start marketing it. Don't start shaking the feathers of the seller and seeing what you can push and what you can do. And just close on a transaction and then market and sell it afterwards. Because frankly, we were trying to save, and by doing some of these closings like this, they're kind of double closings with a little time in between. Where, yes, it's only a few days on market, a few weeks on market, but if it's a month on market or 2 months on market, the ROI on the deal is still 100 grand in, call it 2 weeks, rather than 100 grand in a couple days, or 100 grand in a month, or 100 grand in 2 months, rather than 100 grand in a week. So, I mean, the difference is not that big. And from our perspective, knowing that we were going to close on this property right away, there's no reason to do anything funny. No reason to screw around here. So that's one lesson I learned. And but that being said, we need to not get hung up on a single deal. And so when I got started in land investing, and many of you might be in this position if you've sent out mail or you're handling leads on the buy side, you might think that this is going to be the only lead that pops up. And as you get more seasoned, as you do more deals, as you send out more mail, you realize that there's no single deal that is unique. You can find another deal again. You got to have this mentality that there's so many deals out there and you're going to find them. And I say that because that is the case. You just have to be able to build the systems, whether that's sending out mail, handling leads, hiring out, building processes, but making sure that you could handle the inbound leads and gather the inbound leads so that you're able to quickly sort through and find these deals on a regular basis. From our perspective, as long as we keep sending out mail, sourcing leads, finding leads, and reviewing deals, this is not going to be, I mean, this is going to be a dime a dozen deal. And so historically, our business has been mostly buying land, selling on terms, big margin in between. And now we're entering this phase of doing larger cash deals like this. And we do have a few properties under contract where we stand to make over $100,000. And call it three properties under contract right now where we have that margin built in. And we have started this phase of our business in the past few months. And we know going forward, if we can have the ability to source deals and in good markets, and we build the systems so that we can manage all these inbound leads, we can manage the contacts with the sellers, we can manage our whole business and scale, build a scalable business. That is one thing that I need to make the distinction. If you are a one-man show at the beginning, it's gonna be hard for you. But that's how you need to get started. You're gonna need to start fielding all these leads, doing everything on your own. But then you need to start building systems, hiring virtual assistants, and hiring processes so you don't have to manage everything. So, I mean, that's just the kind of the process that that you need to go through, the progression that you need to go through. But if you are able to build your business in such a way that you're able to build out a scalable platform where you're managing a ton of inbound leads, you're going to be able to build a business where you're going to have abundance of deals. And from our perspective, it's right now it's understanding the process and then hiring things out, building systems so that we can manage a big deal, inbound deal flow, and then start sorting and looking at deals, understanding what's a good deal. And once we do that, it's all about, okay, now we know the process. Now, how do we scale this and find 10 of these deals in a month rather than two or three? And so I'm on this particular deal, not getting too hung up on losing it, because again, we have a couple out in the pipeline and we're building, and more importantly, we're building out the process to gather these deals in bulk and be able to do not just two or three, but be able to do 5, 10, 15 per month. And we'll see if we can get there. I think that we can if we are focused and are able to really hustle, build the systems and focus on learning and doing the important things to build out a scalable platform. So those are two important learning lessons. When you have let me just summarize. When you have a deal under contract, it's a slam dunk deal, don't spook the seller, don't start marketing it until it is purchased. And especially if someone's living on the property, maybe if someone's not living on the property, it's a different story and maybe you could get away with a little bit more. This particular case, I still think it's probably beneficial. The days at market are not that crazy where just going forward, we're going to be marketing properties that are this good only after we buy them. Second is that don't think that one deal is the best deal that you're going to find on the face of the planet. If you build out a scalable platform and you learn, you analyze deals and you learn markets and you focus on land investing, and then you're going to be able to, you're going to be able to scale and you're going to be able to find more deals of the same caliber. And when you send out more mail and you build more systems, you hire out more tasks, you're going to be able to get not just that one particular margin in that deal, but you're going to be able to find 5, 10, 15 in the same time frame that you found that one once you start learning the process. And so those are my two takeaways from this deal. Hopefully you found some insight into it. Again, if you're interested in land investing, go to landinvestingpros.com. Find out more on what we have to offer. Again, this deal, more expensive by nature, but as you're getting started, I would expect you to start with buying property, $500, $1,000, $1,500, and learn from there. Choosing the hottest markets in the country is the most important aspect of your land investing. And we have a great way to help you do that. So if you have any questions on anything in land investing, reach out to me at Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, at landinvestingpros.com. And I am happy to see if I can help you. So that's it. Hope everyone has a wonderful day and starts doing deals. Thanks a lot.